Convention season is here. It's GRD's Weekly.
Yes, indeed. GRD's Weekly, episode 39. You didn't know we were starting there, did you?
No.
You didn't know. Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
Come on. Yes, indeed. Convention season is here. And for episode 9, we're going to be presenting to you your geeky goodness of your what? Your
survival guide.
Survival con.
Yes.
Survival con? No. Convention survival guide.
Well, survival
that's what
con
I'm trying to say.
Survival con might be something really cool to go to.
Yeah.
Like they dump you all out in the woods.
Yeah.
All
right.
Like a pocket
knife.
Those zombies are coming. Let's break up into groups.
Now go find the con suite and see if you live.
So,
PB&J's.
So we'll be telling all kinds of fun stories around that, how to do that, and who best to tell stories than my co-host. Of course, I do have with me the Flinstress.
And one time at band camp.
Yes. That's a good story.
How many
there.
Of us have actually started a story like that?
Now?
Yeah,
now I have.
Yeah.
Didn't go to band camp.
There was that time at band camp.
Yeah.
Sitting across from me, trying his best to remember how to speak, it is the Bruce.
Hey, little kid. You know where I could take a piss?
Well, no wonder you can't find a job.
No, the kids know.
Yes, okay. And giving my best performance as usual, I am Billy Flynn.
I'm not an actor, I'm a movie star.
There's a difference.
Damn it all.
There is quite a difference.
I am not an actor. I play one on TV, though.
Ha, ha, ha.
You what?
Yeah. I was laughing at you.
Okay.
Okay, fine. You ruined it. Ruined it. Welcome, welcome. We once again have gathered at the, we ever decided what we've called this place?
Casa del Flynn.
Casa del Flynn. Welcome. Yes. It's another round table discussion.
Square
table. It's a square
Close
table
enough.
Discussion.
Right.
I got a router table. I got a router. I can fix it and make it a round table.
Oh, okay. The first I thought that you said rattler. It was like, no. I have a rattler table.
I got a rattler.
Ooh, made out of snakes.
Well, with the legs being on like the outside of it, probably not. Anyway, these are visual
jokes. I'll fix it
out.
Yeah, I'll fix it.
Oh, snap. Yeah. So, yes, we will be talking about cons and apparently doing a bunch of sniping because we're all in a little bit of a mood. So, that being said, let's talk about what we did geekified this week. I didn't name names, booty lady. How are you doing, Flinsters? What you been doing?
Fine. I've been watching lots of TV. And
really?
Yeah. That's what I do.
I was just saying, you know, I was giving you that surprise.
Yeah, watching lots of TV. That's pretty much all I ever do. Starting with Castle.
Castle.
Oh, I heart
I'm,
Nathan
I'm recording
Fillion.
It tonight, so.
Good man.
Yeah,
he was so
Cause you remember,
so cute.
Yeah, because we talked about this one last week.
Yeah, well, we talked about the fact
Castle.
That it was coming up.
No, but we talked about Castle. Because we actually did the show on Tuesday last time.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. That's fine, though, because it still was a good show, and we're looking forward to watching the next episode this evening.
Right.
When people listen to it,
exactly.
It'll be Tuesday.
They'll be like, why aren't you talking about it?
And you talked about it. Yeah,
it was already on. Why didn't you talk about
exactly.
it?
Yeah, thanks,
hey,
guys.
Good episode. Huh?
Really good.
Episode.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You remember that part with that one thing with the actor? It was great.
This episode did not let me down. Funny quips,
yep.
A little mystery.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Whatever.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. We did do the show on Tuesday. I'm going to be a little out of it this evening, guys. I'll just let you know ahead of time. I'm not feeling great, and I'm on some really good doctor-prescribed drugs.
Medication. When a doctor prescribes it, you can go ahead and call it medication.
Prescription medication.
I need my medicines.
And that'd be quite a racket, too, because it was cheap, and I could turn around and sell it on the black market. Ooh. Anyway.
Wow.
Not going to do that. Not going to do that. Battlestar Galactica. You know that I can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely new. Somebody else want to start actually talking about the show?
Oh, it's set in space.
Yes. It has this big ship we like to call a Battlestar.
Okay, here's what I have to say about last Friday's Battlestar Galactica.
Yes.
Short-haired Kara Thrace, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but she's dead now. She's up on the board.
I saw her on TV. She died the episode before, and I saw her on TV this past Friday night. I'm just saying, that magic flickering box.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, and it's sad to think,
no side
boob,
but still short hair good enough.
Yes, dude, short hair Kara Thrace, Lord of Mercy.
Yeah, and President, she's not looking so good. And
President, she's not looking so good, Rosalind.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we mention that Zach was there? I mean,
yeah,
we saw
did,
Zach,
we
okay?
did see him, just briefly.
So
you're
going to bring him in the sort of basically penultimate episode, because they're showing the two as a two-hour movie event. I know there's two more episodes, but I don't think that's the last we're going to see of him.
Oh, no.
No.
And
Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, and he was pretty much a hottie, Zach.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Okay.
I didn't see it.
Not
that's
my
okay.
That's
you
right.
didn't see it?
Well, I saw it. I didn't see that part of it.
Oh, okay. You didn't get it.
I appreciate the male form, but from a distance.
From a distance.
Over there.
You look like...
I'm not gay.
Okay.
The Office.
The Office was really good.
Hey, Bruce, knock, knock.
Oh, God. Who's there?
The KGB.
The KGB.
The KGB
here.
Waits for no one. Mac.
Oh, good times. And it also had a nice Willy Wonka moment to it. So, yes, I highly recommend it.
That episode was hilarious.
I saw the previews. It looked more like the Penguin.
Yeah, when he first walked in, I thought he was. I was like, what are you, the Penguin? Hello, everybody. I'm Willy Wonka. Oh, Steve Carell talking is just funny.
Yeah, pretty much anything.
Reading the phone book, he could make you laugh. I mean,
Adams. Arthur. Ha ha.
Played some Scene It on Xbox.
Did.
And didn't I win this one time?
I believe you did.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then I can beat Billy Flynn at a movie trivia game.
Especially when the movie trivia game now relies heavily on stuff that just came out in the last 20 minutes.
Wow.
It doesn't require any film knowledge at all. Mm-hmm.
Right. Back when it was all Casablanca and things in black and white, I was, not in good
shape. You were in deep trouble.
But now that it's all, romantic comedies and stupid popcorn movies.
Hey. I'm not going to win the failure to launch category. Mm. I'm just not.
Yeah.
Even though you did watch that movie with me.
I did.
And there were some funny parts.
There were some funny parts, but it's not something I ever need to see again, and it was still woefully horrible. And just,
Yes. I agree. I agree.
Mm-hmm. If it had been more about, that little subplot about nature turning against him,
that
would have been hysterical.
Funny.
That would have been hysterical.
I haven't seen it, nor am I going to.
Okay, you know the concept, though? He won't leave the house.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, because he won't move on, nature starts to turn against him.
And chipmunks attack him.
It's
pretty funny.
So, in this hour and a half full of just dread-filled snooze-fest, stupid Matthew McConaughey movie, there's this, 15-minute segment that's just, oh, my God, you'll piss yourself laughing. And then it goes back to what it was. And it's just
And Zoe, what's-her-name, is in that movie, too.
Jessica Parker was in that
friend.
Movie.
Terry Bradshaw's in it. And is it Kathy Bates that plays
it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. It made me forget Zoe was in it. That shows you how bad
that's
that movie
how bad
is.
You try to block out every part of that movie.
Because, Lord, I don't like to forget Zoe.
Dollhouse? Did we already talk about the most
we
recent
We have not
episode?
Talked about the most recent Dollhouse, as that was
I think
just
that was
on Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Oh, you just...
No. Okay. Oh, that was interesting. That was pretty funny how they had to go back and watch through all the back tape looking for, what was it, Man Reactions. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Oh, okay. You have to see it for Man Reactions.
I've got to see it then.
You do.
I have to see this show. It's just one of those things I forget is on.
Mm-hmm.
Better than it was at the beginning. Really
good.
This not as good as last week's, but still worlds beyond that stupid Britney Spears episode thing they did.
Okay.
Yeah, with the... Oh, we're going to dance the thing. I want to die.
Just move on.
I'm going to be your backup dancer, and I'll save your life.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's change in the middle of...
Yeah, Kevin Federline won't ever do that.
Nope.
Probably not.
Bonjour. I said it right in the right order this time.
You did. Yeah. And what did we do?
We just finished up season 4 of Buffy and season 1 of Angel.
Seasons 4 and 1 of Buffy and Angel, respectively.
Mm. Right.
Thank you.
And we're watching it, true to how it aired.
Blam, 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 blam. Because there was
Buffy,
this little crossover
moment. One Angel,
moments.
And then one Buffy. Yeah, and that's pretty
it's
good.
Like, you'll never believe what they're doing. They're hacking encrypted files also.
Wow.
That's funny because they just were. We saw it happen.
Like, Cordelia could call up Willow and over the phone, Willow could talk her through how to unencrypt a file.
There we go.
Oh, done. Got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a stretch.
Hacking over the phone. I don't need to see what you're doing. Just explain to me how the numbers are twirling and spinning. Oh, counterclockwise? Then shift F7. There you go.
It's an asymmetrical
It's an asymmetrical algorithm.
Right. And, that was pretty good. No more initiative.
Or
maybe.
Is there?
Maybe.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. But it'll be kind of interesting to see
it was a good
where
wrap
we
up.
Go from here.
This was a decent season.
Yeah. I mean, and we had the big ultimate showdown battle with Adam, and then...
This is the ultimate showdown.
Even the episode after, kind of the fallout from that, what happened with that was pretty good. And I've been reading quite a bit, because we've been given this big test last week to my students, the big writing test.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really talk about it. It's all hush-hush.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
secret,
hush.
Secret. But we gave the test. And so I've been reading.
Tell us about it. Tell us.
No.
Okay, fine.
Is it the test is the secret, or what's on the test?
What's
the
on the test is the secret. The fact that we...
BS. This is BS. Enough is enough.
The fact that we had the test is common knowledge, but the contents of the test. I can't really be like, oh, question 13, it sucked, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I can't do any of that.
I can tell you that question 13 I found to be horrible. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Whatever. When do you ever?
Tuesdays.
Yes, okay.
Too bad we tape on Mondays.
I know, girl!
And no, we're not changing it. I read The Simple Truth.
Yeah, we did last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But not like on a permanent basis.
The Simple Truth.
The Simple Truth by David Baldacci, I guess is how it is. And my mom really got into these books. And they're, you know, popular fiction. If anybody else reads David Baldacci, it's all about like the law and crime. And the Supreme Court was in this one. It was pretty interesting. I had like the main bad guys figured out about halfway through. But there were still a couple of twists at the end that I was like, oh, okay. I didn't have that part figured out. So that was good.
They're beach books.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't read.
Oh, wow. At all?
Well,
just potty.
That would explain your ignorance a lot, I would think.
What like does potty. This sign say? Bruce,
don't sit on that. Read. Don't you see it says wet paint?
I don't read. I avoid the words completely.
I'm going to run around.
When you were lurching at people and walking around like you should have been wearing a hospital gown.
It's just you got to stop.
Yeah.
With the ones that open in the back? Because I like those.
No.
They do.
Did they when I was in the hospital last year? Did it close?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I don't remember a lot.
You don't remember a lot of things.
I was on Percocets and I had a freaking catheter. And yes, I don't want to remember a lot of things at all. That's, no.
You blocked it out as much as humanly possible.
But you were still sexy in the robe.
Really? Mm-hmm. Aw.
See?
You know, I always thought, just a quick dovetail to a story here. You know, I don't want to talk too much about the catheter, but let's just say this one thing. I always assumed that three women grabbing at my crotch would have felt a lot better. That's all I'm saying.
When it happens to me, it does feel a lot better.
Really? So you have women that are better with catheters. Good to know. You're moving on. Wow, Bruce, that's a little weird.
Wow.
Running around with catheters?
Well, you know, hey.
I'm not gay.
I know.
I also read this book called Bedeviled, I don't know how you pronounce it, by Maureen Child, and I've read stuff from her before, and it's like romance novel stuff, uh-huh. Except this one had a fantasy element to it. There were fairies and pixies and a whole other world with this evil queen, and so part of it is she had to defeat the queen, and so it was interesting
set in
to
DuPont
see.
Circle.
Hello. It was interesting to see, you know, because every book that has that kind of mythology, every fantasy book does their own twist, their own spin on kind of the rules, if you will.
Yeah,
you know,
the
like
elves
have
rounded ears.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Yeah. So
the sequel's on Fire Island.
Dwarves are 6 feet tall.
Yeah. But it was pretty interesting. It had some. It was still a romance novel at heart, so it had some pretty.
Juicy.
Warm.
Okay. It's like, I don't know what she tried to say there, but
yeah. I know exactly what you're trying to say
moments.
There.
You know what, if you're I got into that kind of
screaming thigh sweats.
It certainly wasn't, you know.
Oh, my contents have shifted.
Did we just see the Jonas Brothers or what?
Oh, what?
No, that was from South Park. Did you see the South Park? New episode of South Park?
New episode of South Park was about the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, really?
It was about
God.
Purity rings specifically. And it was about Disney selling sex to little girls.
Oh, my God. They had what was supposed to obviously be Mickey Mouse going on a rant, dropping F-bombs left and right.
Dude.
And then
okay, all right,
the
I
microphone
gotta see this.
Comes up in the curtains and like every
oh,
kid
yeah.
in the audience catches Mickey Mouse. I mean, it's not, they don't never say it's Mickey
no,
Mouse,
yeah.
but obviously.
They just call him the boss.
I can't believe
uh-huh.
they got away. I cannot believe that they're not going to get sued for that. But
hey,
anyway.
Probably
go right
so
ahead.
Funny.
Go ahead and do that. That'll just point
so
out to
funny.
More and more people how right they are.
Kenny. Kenny wants to get a BJ in the
in the Applebee's parking lot.
No, it's TGI Fridays. But
TGI
yeah.
Fridays.
He finds out his little girlfriend is a slut. And he's like, woohoo!
She's a fifth grader, you see.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, she's yeah, a slut. Yeah. And it's great because she's apologizing to him and, like, you know, he's standing behind her. She's like, oh, I hope you can forgive me. And he's all, like, jumping up in the air, kicking his heels together.
We also watched this really weird, trippy movie called Brazil. Have you seen Brazil?
No, I haven't.
Terry Gilliam, 1986. Fantastic.
Jonathan Price.
Fantastic film. Jonathan Price, Catherine Hellman, Robert De Niro, Michael Palin. Who the hell else is in this movie?
Tons of people.
It's Ian like Holm is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Alternate future where there's this like government conspiracy and all this weird technology with holes.
Terry Gilliam's
and
version
and...
of an Orwellian society.
Okay.
There you go.
Very interesting.
Wow.
And you've got this like
that's
you've got this like subversive covert guy who goes and fixes people's heating systems. Because the government are the only ones who are allowed to fix heating systems.
And they can't do it without a 29-stroke B. You know, you got to
oh,
have
the form.
The form.
Yeah, the
oh,
form.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was all about bureaucracy, and it was crazy.
Mm.
And I also read a book called Copper Sun.
You read a lot this week. You didn't have much else to do.
I know, I really chewed
some books. You have a job?
Yeah, I do.
Teaching.
Remember, they were doing the test, so she had to sit in the corner and be quiet.
Yeah,
yeah,
wow.
And we had some snow. I read while I was home for snow. But okay. Copper Sun I read because I'm going to actually do this as a novel study with my class. It's a young adult book. It's okay. a story. It's like Roots Light, if you will. It's a story about a girl who gets captured in Africa and gets taken to the United States and her adventures in slavery. It was
Adventures in Slavery.
Elizabeth Shue, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It was awesome.
With a Thor hat and everything. God. Don't but mess no, it, with the babysitter.
It wasn't quite as graphic, you know, as Roots. No foot getting cut off, but yeah. some see pretty serious violence. So it's going to be really interesting to see if my students are mature enough to handle some of the things that happen. So
it's mercy, compassion, and forgiveness I lack, not rationality.
Wow, it's not quite what I meant to do, but that was interesting.
Yeah, it works.
I'm not sure what that was.
I don't know what that was either.
Okay, yeah,
it's weird.
And then
I got that labeled wrong.
Yeah, that's probably about it. I mean, that's pretty good, solid.
Write yourself a sticky note.
Geeky week.
No. She's got the Mac.
Okay.
All right, then, what did you do all geekify?
My week was not incredibly geeky. I was doing I was doing a lot of job search stuff and had an interview that, well, didn't turn out as mean. Yeah. So in other words, I'm still
that was
a lot
messed up.
Jacked up, dude.
I could have gave him something a lot
this
worse.
Is life we're talking about.
I understand that. Yeah.
That was what we call a dick move.
That is what we call a dick move.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Looks like another job for Buster, the crash test dummy.
I hear he needs help, Bruce.
Listen, if he's got a 401k, I'll take the job.
Like a 401k is worth anything nowadays.
True. Which is still better than what I have.
Okay.
Let's see. I saw one or two movies this weekend. I saw My Super Ex-Girlfriend. I finally saw that movie.
All right.
Good concept. And that's
horrible
where,
execution.
And that's where the good stopped, right about there.
Now,
a good
here's something I've never told you. We were sitting watching some movie, I don't know what it was, previews come on to My Super Ex-Girlfriend, and I was like, wow, another stupid romantic comedy. Okay, she's a psychotic ex-superhero. That could be kind of funny. At end of the preview, she looked at me and go, wow, that looked incredibly horrible. And I'm like, huh, that was going to be your free pass. I was going to give you that one. But okay, fine. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Moving on.
Poorly written, poorly acted, poorly thought out, the fight scene looked like two cats in a dryer.
What?
The fight scene where the two at the end where the two superhero chicks are fighting each other.
Right.
It, swear to God, the fight scene looked like two cats in a dryer.
All right, who did this? I'm not mad. I just want to know who did it so I can punish them.
Five pants at best.
Wow.
This film could have been a lot better. I was very, very disappointed.
But you're saying it is better than Ghost Rider.
I didn't see Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay. Because I remember giving that like three bands.
I never saw Ghost Rider.
I would say do it, but...
why?
I like you too much, man.
Yeah.
You know,
appreciate
it,
man.
I have no...
So should we wait for the sequel then?
Moving on.
God.
I did... Also, the other movie I saw was the two-hour premiere of Kings.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, crap. I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's a very good story. The only one problem I had with the entire two-hour production was the whole David versus Goliath thing they beat you over the head with.
Message for you, sir!
Yeah.
Strong Christian undertones.
Yeah. Well, the fact that the main character's name is David and all the tanks are called Goliath and he faces them. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
Does he take them down with a slingshot?
No, I think it's an AT-4.
Well, now.
It's a rocket launcher. But
I don't understand. I've lost the metaphor.
It wasn't a slingshot.
I've lost the metaphor.
It wasn't a slingshot, but close enough.
Okay.
Actually, he does throw a grenade at it and blows one up.
That thing is a danger to all of us. Now find some way to shut it off.
So, but the character development that I have seen in the two-hour premiere is phenomenal. This is going to be a really good show, if not a great show. I give it 8 stars already, or 8 pants already.
Thank you.
Oh, right? What's with the stars?
I have written down. Why
have you been moonlighting for another show?
Why do I have... Well, sorry.
What do you want to get... How many more jobs do you want to lose, Bruce? Come on!
Let's see. Do I get paid for this one?
Well, not really.
Because my check is... my check's been
waiting.
It's
in the mail.
It's in the mail. Yeah. I have a check in the mail. It's not there.
It's in the email.
It's in the email.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. You just print it out. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I watched the Larry the Cable Guy... Comedy roast, the roast on Comedy Central.
Why in God's name would you do that?
Oh, I love roasts. It's terrifically horrible how much they rip everybody else a brand new one. Everybody gets ripped on these shows.
But you're watching Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, but I'm watching like eight people rip them apart.
Okay, but they're not even roasting a real person.
Yeah,
they're roasting a fake character.
And they say that. And they're talking about, we're not even roasting a real person. Let's talk about the next person I'm going to roast is SpongeBob SquarePants. You know, they don't.
Snap.
You know, he's not real. So it's hilarious. If you have, If you have,
did they keep
kids?
The Chris Brown joke in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'd heard about the Chris Brown joke.
They had a couple of Chris Brown jokes in there too. A few Octomom jokes. Oh, well, trust me.
Yeah, that's the polite name for her.
You'll see it.
Okay. Well, I probably won't, because then I'd still have to look at Larry the Cable Guy, but yes.
It was wonderfully filthy, and my kids watched it with me.
How could you conceive of something so idiotic?
Yeah, my parenting skills are already in question, so, yeah.
Well, they had
it
for
like bleeped for TV, or it was, but it was still, you could totally tell.
It was bleeped. A few words, my daughter was like, I don't get it.
You wait a couple of weeks, and they'll show it at 2 o'clock in the morning, and
exactly.
Then it'll be completely uncensored.
Completely uncut, yeah. Uncensored. There's a new cartoon on Cartoon Network called The League of Super Evil.
You know, I've heard some folks talk about this on the fine forums.
Yeah, the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com.
Those indeed, sir.
Those are the ones. And I've actually posted over there as well about this topic. This is like one of my favorite news shows. It is absolutely that hilariously funny.
Okay.
It's
example. Now watch Bruce try to tell a joke.
I'm not going to tell any jokes.
Oh,
come on.
One episode, they were trying to get into this evil diner or this evil restaurant, and the names weren't on the maitre d's list, and it was just absolutely hilarious. It's slapstick funny. The writing's good. Animation spot on.
Cool.
It's absolutely just if you ever see this show, it's on I believe it's on Monday nights. It's also, they also replay it on Fridays as well.
It's Cartoon Network. They show it 27 times a week.
Yeah, probably. Fallout this weekend. I didn't go.
This past
weekend? At all?
At all.
Wow.
Yeah, surprisingly enough. I did not go.
Does it burn down or something? Or?
I think the world's coming to an end. What did you just say?
I said I didn't go to Fallout this weekend.
Oh, wow. Why not?
Well, Friday was necrophilia night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to that. Saturday was a concert. And I just didn't feel like paying
necrophilia night, I mean.
Shut up, you little zombie slut.
I think you would have had a blast.
I think you'd be the only one having a blast. I just wouldn't.
Okay.
The one thing I have to say about Battlestar Galactica, I think I'm going to cry. I don't want this show to end.
Well, that's...
They want you to leave
you know, wanting more.
Yeah. I'm going to want more. Hopefully, at the end of the two-hour special...
There are people that still want more Daggett. I'm just saying.
And there are three of them out there, and they have their own blog.
Oh, man, we're getting flamed on the Daggett cast right now. And those jerks over at the Sweekney made fun of Daggett.
I agree with you. I feel like there's a ton more that they could do.
Yes.
Without it being, like, stretched out, like,
Nikki Paolo.
Right. Yeah. Without it being forced, there's so much more story to tell.
Yes,
I'm not
is.
Ready to let go of these characters.
Well, you know, we are going to get Caprica. Maybe that'll somehow fill things.
It looked
hopefully.
Weird, though. It looked really weird.
Okay.
I don't know.
Hopefully
so,
it will be good.
So the show you were watching about the last remnants of humanity trying to survive from robots that look exactly like humans didn't seem weird. I just want to make sure I get that.
All right.
Well, if you put it like
spaceships
that.
Spaceships that have computers that aren't networked together. That's okay. All right,
yeah, when you
sure.
put it like that.
I'm just saying.
I played Seen It with my family.
Yay!
This last time, and I won.
What?
Well,
wow.
Yeah, I won. I was trying not to actually crush my entire family when I was playing, because I usually win when I play with them, because I know the movies.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife doesn't, and my kids are like,
so you start doing the thing where you count to five before you even read it?
Actually, I was, with the entire first round, I was kind of taking it a little slow, and I was realizing, like, well, I'm getting kind of dusted now. Hang on a second. I really got to start playing.
Did you still win?
Yeah, I still
won.
There
you go.
I still killed him.
There you go. Good man.
Billy Finn would massacre them.
I think I doubled up on my wife and the kids.
Ooh.
Hey, now, well, somebody's phone
out
is...
Out of context theater. You doubled up on your wife. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yes. Moving on.
Giggity.
No.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, go for it. Your turn.
Okay, well, now I've got to load up notes. Way to warn me here.
Oh, by the way, it's your turn.
Hey, Tomb Raider Underworld. I've sent it back. I've already sent it back. I don't care anymore.
You don't have the gratuitous crotch shots anymore?
Well, yeah, but that's not enough to make a game.
No, it's not at all. And I just found that odd because... It's been a while. Granted, video game characters, they've been used as sex symbols for a while now, but this was just odd. And how did you describe her? You had a very good description that I cannot remember. Something about Tomb Raider Barbie or whatever, because her proportions are just off if you
her
watch.
Her legs look like Barbie's legs.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And I had no problem. The game itself, like the level designs and stuff were pretty decent or whatever, but the more I watched the character move, and it just looked like a goofy toy.
She was a monkey.
And then I like fought all this to this one level and ended up exactly right back where I started.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I like had traversed deep in through this level, and somehow I twisted around and came back through a different way. I didn't just turn around and go backwards. I found another way back to the start of the level. I was like, okay, no, you know, I think I'm done with this.
The map system was weird. It was hard to tell where you were and you where you were supposed to be going.
You would bring up your map, and you would send a little sonar thing out, which would show you, like, this weird 3D representational graph. It wasn't a freaking map like a video game is supposed to have.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, I got a little bored with that. Hey, the Nintendo is back.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yay!
They fixed it. So it's plugged up to the TV. I know it works. I've seen it work. I've seen it actually spin a disc, not just bring the channels up. So that's fine.
Oh, good.
Talk about a wonderful customer experience with a company. I mean, you've heard us complain about DirecTV and certain other people that have just treated us like crap. Nintendo was the single easiest people to deal with.
Wonderful.
In the world.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Even though it backed everything up, they did not wipe the hard drive.
Didn't touch anything.
Wonderful.
They swapped out the little spinny drive. It spins up now. It works. It's fantastic. And everything is still there like
it was. It's good to hear you guys get...
DirecTV still hasn't bothered to fix crap out there for us. So, so I really enjoy whenever I want to watch TV, making sure 15 minutes ahead of time, I turn the damn thing on, switch a cable, reset it, wait 5 freaking minutes, wait another 3 minutes, and then switch a cable yet again to put it back. Because one tuner gets guide data, one tuner gets a picture, and nary the twain shall cross.
Wow.
Or meet, I should say. Holy God.
I even had to do that today.
DirecTV, you suck, okay? They just sent me a thing today in the mail. I was like, hey, you know, you've been a long-time customer. Your 3 months of Showtime for free just ended. Yeah, my 3 months for free just ended. My new however long they're giving me because my stuff is still jacked up and they keep offering me free crap to get me to shut up is still going on.
Right.
But it's like, hey, if you do this, here's another way you can stay with us. I wouldn't... The only reason I'm staying with you right now is because
you can't get anything else.
You've got me locked into a freaking contract. I would drop your ass in a heartbeat for Dish Network and I can't stand them. That's how much you've pissed me off, DirecTV. And all of our DirecTV listeners, I'm sorry, but if you're a supervisor, you should call me and fix that because I'll start talking nice things about it.
Call and leave us a voicemail.
Hey,
or
that
send
would be
an email.
Fantastic.
How do you do that?
You know, you could send an email that we haven't got to yet by writing podcast, Vicar, Billy Flynn, The Bruce, or Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com, or to do one of those voicemails that would just be
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See how fun.
Well,
that
I
is.
Wanted to get her to do that voice.
I
just
understand.
A couple more times on the show.
I know. Well, we've got more times.
I know. I just want to get more and more.
I would like to say that, you know, my day job.
Yes.
And I mean this in a loving way.
Uh-oh.
F y'all. Because I was told years ago.
Oh, God.
Years ago. When I mentioned the possibility of, you know, breaking out so we could have more than one computer that got on the internet, so more than one person could be sitting over there doing something on the internet instead of everyone going, oh, I've got to check my email. I've got to check my email. Let me get through. The last thing we need around here
is more internet.
This weekend, before anything even went wrong at all,
that's not the best way to preface the situation right there.
At all. Calmly,
right
at my house,
came down.
Sitting on the couch with my feet propped up on the cocktail table, because it's not a coffee table, it's a cocktail table. Oh my, oh yes, aren't I grand with him flying the airplane. I sat right there, sir, and I logged on and connected to the station from my house and looked over everything and saw something that was wrong and fixed it.
Congratulations.
Nice.
That's amazing. But you know, the last thing we need
is more internet.
Yeah. And now I'm, you know.
That's a fad. It's not going to last.
Oh, people around here don't really use that internet. And okay, let's go ahead and say this now, because people, if you've been following me on Facebook and stuff, you know this, but for everyone else, I am 166 pages into Twilight.
Yep.
I am. And you know what? Well, hold on. You know what? So far, it's not that bad a book. But you know what's about to happen.
Oh, yeah. The shoe's going
to
drop.
The supernatural element of this story is about to come full right to the front and shine a big spotlight on it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure once that happens, I'll realize how sparkly everything is.
But you just gave it a chance.
That's what's pissing me off is because I know how this story is and I know some of the crap that's in there. And it really pisses me off that it's actually a somewhat decently well-written book for a young girl. It's a story of a girl moves to a place where, you know, her parents had split up long ago, la, 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 la. This is where dad still is, and it's, oh, my God, she's from Phoenix. This is like Seattle weather. It's like raining all the time, and it's blah, and it's a small town. It was a big town. Oh, my God, there's no bookstore. There was bookstores all over the place. She feels alone, out of place, trying to fit in, and I can totally relate to that, even though I'm not a woman. No, seriously. Feel free to check right now. Go ahead.
Like, maybe
that's
later.
All, that's all you. That's all
I
you.
I wasn't looking at you, Jack.
Thank you. Just making sure you weren't throwing that across the table completely to both of us.
Since I wasn't even looking at you, and I was specifically pointing in this direction.
But our listeners,
I've seen your arm gestures do this before,
I'm just saying that the story seems like it would be really interesting if it was about that. The fact that I know now that they're going to wedge a vampire really harshly into the story.
He's going to ram it down your throat.
And then proceed to change everything. Because already, ladies, and I am speaking to you now because you're the only lady here. Mm. But ladies, I know every woman in the world apparently has their heart all a flutter for Edward. I haven't heard that much from Edward's point of view. But Edward is a jackass. If a guy acted like this in real life, no, you actually probably would go out with him because that's just what women do.
Yeah. So you have met Edward, you just don't know yet that he's a vampire.
No, she suspects it though. Okay, they're at the point where they had the girls' night out so they could go buy the dresses, and then she's attacked. They split up. Her two friends go over there, and then she gets like, oh, she gets stalked by all these weird rapist beating people that are in this town, and our helpful, friendly vampire boyfriend hero guy. Well, he waits till she's almost, you know, they're about to jump her before he comes tooling around in his car so she can jump in so they can speed away so he can look like a hero. Now, first off, he had to know where she was for this to happen, which means he was watching her get into danger and didn't lift a freaking finger to help her until
stalker,
it was good for
stalker
him.
Stalker and manipulative, you know.
Absolutely.
Hold on. After the three books, then you get the one from Edward's point of view, which is the one that I just finished reading. So read some more.
Okay, I will. But
you don't know the whole story.
No, but I know her story so far because I'm living it by reading what she's doing. And if I was a 16-year-old girl and there was a guy acting that way toward me, I think I would go find one of these other guys that were blatantly throwing themselves at me and go have a damn good fine time.
Never were a real 16-year-old girl.
No, I wasn't. And apparently I would never want to be because apparently real 16-year-old girls are absolutely batshit insane.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I know. I have one in my house.
Okay. Thank you. I'm just saying. I'm going to continue to finish this
Levin
book.
Daughter, I'm sorry if you're actually listening to this. Uh-huh. I love you, darling. You're nuts.
I'm going to finish this book. I am. But Edward Cullen is going to have to do a whole hell of a lot at this point. And it better not be more creepy crap where he's sitting there like staring at her sleeping and she doesn't know he's in the freaking room. If that happens, I'm going to throw down pedophile on this guy as well.
But, so you'd rather be with like 100 Mike year old, or Tyler like, or one of these other doofuses in the story?
How do you know? But so what? They got the one guy who's acting like a little puppy dog around or following her around. It's a little annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
But has she even tried to get to know him? No, because she wants to look at the beautiful, mysterious man. Oh, my goodness. Oh, where is he at? Why is he not at school? Why can I not think about him? Because he's not here. Oh, my goodness.
How can you not throw the pedophile flag already? I mean, isn't this guy like 100 years old?
I don't know
high
how old he is yet. So okay. I'm going to, at this point.
Okay, not yet.
Absolutely firmly believe, even though I know he's a hundreds of year old vampire. At this point, he's still 16 or 17. Or whatever the hell it is. Doesn't matter.
With hair.
I'm going to finish it.
I'm out there. What else have you been doing geeky this week?
Nothing. I'm just going to say nothing. I've closed my geeky week. I'm just saying that I'll read the rest of the book, and if I'm wrong about the rest of it, because Lord knows I didn't know the story was about her feeling out of place in a new area, la la la. I didn't know that was part of this story. No one had ever talked about that because they're too busy talking about being a hot guy playing a hot vampire. But
that's not from me. I didn't say
from you. Someone's feeling a little protective. Someone's feeling a little bit like that.
All I'm saying is, you know, let's hold off on your opinions until you get to the end.
Okay. The end of this book? Or do I have to read all four before I can have an opinion about this book?
The end of this book.
You've got it on shape.
That is absolutely fair. Fine. Enough of quit your bitching. Yeah, I think we can do that.
Geek Radio News.
You've been a naughty boy.
With William Flynn.
Look at there, the greatest American hero himself.
You heard it here, eventually.
Hey,
what
was one of those handy-dandy geek news intros,
really?
GRD news intros that we've asked people about.
You know that contest we were doing like 2 weeks ago and didn't get any
entries
last week?
At all, yeah.
And then we got some?
Got some, finally showed up. So hey, throw some more in. There's a couple more. We've got a couple more shows
we
can do.
Yay! Oh, yay!
So we're not getting them all today?
Oh, no, no, no,
oh,
no,
no, no, no, no.
Please, okay. We've got a running gag now, sir.
Okay.
Must so, GRD news. Of course, the big exciting news, and if you listen to other podcasts, you might have even heard a promo about it. Yes, kids, we made a new promo.
What? Wow.
We're going to be at Starfest in Denver, Colorado, April 17th through the 19th,
and?
You're going to be there, too.
What?
Really? I'm going to be there? I don't even have my plane ticket. How am I
going to
be there?
Because you're going to log on to ustream.tv/geekradiodaily, and you'll see live streaming coverage from the floor at the convention at Starfest in Denver, Colorado.
How are you going to do that?
Well, we're going to, we've got a nice bunch of gear. We've got GRD tech guy Wolfie. He's got a bunch of cameras, quite a few cameras, a screen. He's going to look like a freaking Borg by the time we're done with this.
I got to see this.
It's going to be awesome. Wait till you see the keyboard he's going to strap.
I want to see a picture of Wolfie all dressed up, teched out.
Absolutely.
Resistance is futile. We will have posted.
And he's
going to
win the costume contest, too. You know,
right? I certainly hope so. The closer we get, the better we're going to know exactly how all this is going to work. Because, as we've said before, the celebrity interview things have not been lined up exactly yet. Once we have a more concrete date, we will put specific dates and times of where we're going to be. Also, just why we're going to be there, we're just going to randomly stream stuff. Do I want to expect you to sit there 24/7 and just stare at the screen waiting for me?
Yes.
Well, yes, I do. But the fun thing is, even
you
if you can't make that happen,
no,
the same site will also show you anything we record, and we stop recording will be like a little episode that'll be there on the screen.
Really?
So you can join, you can see everything that's already happened, and catch up. And we're very excited about that, because if it works, we're going to try to make that happen at more places.
Okay, and are you going to have like the cheesy names, like A Night to Remember, or you know, something cheesy for the title for every episode?
Ooh,
that sounds like a good idea.
You know, you might have a plan there, sir. Yes, I'm saying yes. We're going to have to do that.
Okay, good. All right, make sure.
So will we have all that gear at RavenCon? Don't know, because it's all Wolfie's gear, and he's going to be in Cancun that weekend. So the weekend after that. 24th, 25th, 26th of April, we'll be right here. Well, just outside of Richmond.
Yeah.
Is where we are now. So we'll be in Richmond
for
RavenCon, in which we will be performing. We'll be doing a show live.
Live.
And hopefully we can stream that one. We'll be opening for the fine patron saint of this programming, podcasting's Rich Siegfried, his
for
Mr. Adventure.
Mr. Adventure
is going to be there. So we'll be opening.
The bank is on fire. The bank is on fire.
Oh, yes.
I'm waiting.
It can be.
And for those of you that may be asking, going, hey, where the hell's that video? The video of me with the pole dancing is on the FTP site. I totally forgot that this weekend was StellarCon.
Okay.
So Podcasting's Rich Siegfried hasn't really been around.
Yeah, he's been busy with one obnoxious guy in one of the forums, he was in the voice casting. Yeah.
The panel
he was in.
Diet chime thing.
Yeah.
Speaking
battle.
He was
in a panel at StellarCon, and apparently somebody fell asleep in the front row.
Oh, that wasn't the guy that was pissing
it was like,
him off.
Yeah,
it was another guy.
It was another guy. One of the guys on the panel themselves was being a pompous ass.
Did they have to do some throwdown?
Is it anybody we know?
Was it the jackass guy that's usually at the panel talking about how if you want to be a professional voice person, you have to have this specific microphone, this specific setup, and you have to come to my studio? And
Siegfried's
always like, look, grab that Radio Shack $20 mic, throw some pantyhose on it, and you've started.
I don't know. It could be the same guy. And if it is, I want to see Rich Siegfried.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. So
Sunday.
He's got skills.
So that's the big thing that's on there for now. You should see the video in a day or so. It's on the FTP site. I guess if people really wanted it, we could just release it as a special episode itself and just let it go to people as well. Is that what you guys want? Then we can make that happen. We'll have to talk.
It's only like 25 seconds long, but it is very,
I know.
Very
see, by this point, we have built it up so damn much, it's just not worth it anymore at all.
And you don't even get to see any, you know, he doesn't take his clothes off or anything.
Well.
And thank God
it
came around nationally.
Well, there is a director's cut, so that's
the director's cut.
The Criterion Edition.
Oh.
Is this where you're painted blue and you glow?
It's hello, ladies. Well, one day you'll be able to see it once you... Never mind.
No.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Boom! Hey, I believe you have some mail.
You have mail?
I did get a mail.
Wow.
I did get a mail. Wow.
Yeah, I got a mail. I got a mail.
I got a mail. This is from the Mighty Toad.
Oh.
Ribbit.
Ribbit. And he writes.
Yes.
Does he?
I have what he said. Dear Flintstress, that's me. Let's start by saying how nice it is to have you on this weeklies. It's great to hear a woman's perspective cut through the sea of testosterone that can be created by the guys.
I told you that's what we should have named the show. The
sea of testosterone.
Yes.
Floating around on a sea of testosterone.
Floating around on a sea of testosterone.
Not with that song. Not.
What? Having said that, yes. I just wanted to ask what it is you've heard that's so great about the Japanese education system. You remember last week I was talking about how yes. I wanted to go on like this world tour. Mm-hmm. Most of us who live here tend to regard the system as something of a nightmare. Students do well on tests because the tests are based on rote memorization with no essay or speaking components. Students tend to be miserable because they spend more time studying for entrance exams for university, where they will promptly forget all the information they've learned as it has no bearing on everyday life, much less on their chosen course of study.
Sounds
sorry.
Like school.
Sounds like us.
I don't mean to rant. I'm just really curious as to what you've heard or read about Japanese education that is supposed to be so well done. My only knowledge of it really comes from when I was doing my Become a Teacher program, mm-hmm. there was another yeah. teacher in the program who had taught in Japan. And I don't know if it was as part of the traditional mainstream Japanese education system or if because she, I don't know if it was something else, like through a military base or something separate. But she had nothing but positive things to say about the system, about the kids, how dedicated they were to learning, their behavior, the way that Japanese teachers are revered. You know, they get paid like doctors and how just, you know, how much more they're treated with respect as opposed to American teachers where, you know, that stupid bumper sticker that always makes me want to punch somebody. It's like those who can do and those who can't teach. Well, BS. I can. I just don't want to.
That's the new bumper sticker. Not I really can. I just don't want to.
Not really being allowed to is kind
I
of
just bad. Don't want to. But so that is some of the positive things that I had heard. And I feel like every system would have some kind of merit. I'm not surprised to hear that there's flaws in the Japanese system, as you know, and that. There's so much pressure put on the average Japanese student because I could just, without having visited the country, I can imagine that it would be a very tense, high pressure, let's be successful, let's meet our goals, let's meet our standards, because it seems that that's an element of other aspects of the culture.
Well, anybody who's been to Las Vegas a number of times can tell you every system has a flaw in it.
True.
Okay.
True.
So, yeah, every system's going to have some sort of flaw in it, and just, you know, we seem to idolize different countries. Certain programs that, you know, the Japanese, their arithmetic, their schooling, it seems to be idolized in ways.
I guess what I would really like to do, and maybe I should have modified my original comment, is I would like to go to various school systems throughout the world and take what they are doing right and implement that into like a power, you know, make a Voltron of the educational system as opposed to...
Form arms and legs.
Form blazing yardstick. Sit down.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
I'm telling you.
Right? So just go around and kind of cherry pick all the best
that'd
things
be pretty cool.
About every single educational system and then come up with like the best practices from everyone. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if there isn't emphasis on composition or if there's not an oral language, you know, I mean, those types of things are really important but aren't easily measured in standardized testing.
That's the best way to do it. I mean, have everybody else's system screw up first and take the best parts of it.
If the government can't design the test, it's not worth learning. That's just the unfortunate. If the army can't
Obama
put it down,
maybe Bush.
Oh,
that was scary.
Okay, well then, there you go. Political comments. That would be Flintstress at.
Yeah, and
really, I'm just I'm just saying. We invite.
Look, nothing is fixed yet.
We invite controversy because that way it means more people are listening.
It's yes, just, yeah. Tell all your friends.
Oh, controversy!
What
we have voicemail.
We have voicemail
from Sam.
Hey, it's your boy Sam. I need a new nickname since I'm moving out of Maine in a year.
Sam the Smart Guy?
Two things about your Watchmen episode. While I really loved reading Watchmen, I didn't read it until about 4 years ago. And while it was really, really good, I fall short of the groundbreaking opinion everyone else has of it. My local comic book guy suggested that in a world with Preacher, Watchmen loses a little bit of its jump. Where we have comics like Preacher and The Boys, and it's no big deal, Watchmen's not quite so much not quite so much. Give me your thoughts there. And one Easter egg that I did pick up, did anyone notice that when Hooded Justice saves the first Silk Spectre from the comedian and he's screaming and yelling, he's yelling in a vaguely Russian slash Eastern European accent, which would go along with what's written about him in the prose about Hooded Justice possibly being a giant Russian power lifter. Thoughts?
Well, we'll take that last one first. I did notice that, and because it was so
quick
in my mind. Well, no, because in my mind, because I've read it many, many, many times, and the thought of him being this big Russian powerhouse guy, I did notice that, and my inner fanboy giggled. But it never even occurred to me to mention it to anybody else at all. Oh. But yeah, no, that is fantastic. It just, and it shows, again, what I say is the love that Zack Snyder had for this. Of course, whoever the hell wrote the screenplay, I've already forgotten. But Zack Snyder, really.
Yeah.
Without, it wouldn't happen without Zack Snyder. Rabble. And on your other note, good point. I would counter with, without Watchmen, there wouldn't have been a Preacher or The Boys or any of those other things that now are common because of Watchmen. So it's the chicken and the egg kind of thing.
Okay.
I still go back and I still appreciate Citizen Kane. Most people would be bored to hell by Citizen Kane now. I still love Citizen Kane because there are things done in that movie that are still being done in movies today.
We've never done before.
There are camera shots
now.
And stuff that existed there. That's where it was created.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that I want to equate Watchmen with Citizen Kane, but why
I
not?
I think you just did.
Okay, fine. Watchmen, the Citizen Kane of comics. Thank you.
Okay. That should be the new tagline. They should sell that.
They absolutely should.
That means it'll be back number one next week.
And could you stop taking your damn 10-year-olds to this movie, please?
Right?
Okay.
Not for kids.
People in superhero costumes do not automatically mean
it's a superhero movie.
I can bring my kid for it. Although, what's interesting,
surprise, stupid.
Very interesting, and I'm sorry if I'm glossing over your voicemail there, Sam, and I hope you move to a warmer place because
please.
You deserve it.
Antarctica is not taken, right?
Have you noticed? Did you notice that the people that bring the little kids, they have no problems with the kids and like the bones popping out through skin and the fat melting the guy's face. Oh, that's fine. But all of a sudden,
Blue dong
or a man and a woman making out in a spaceship kind of thing. And Melissa, cover your eyes. Look,
right?
Which is worse for a kid? Okay, I'm just saying, whatever.
Do you want your kids breaking the neighbor's bones in their arms or do you want them making out in their little spacecrafts?
But no, good point, Sam. For a lot of kids nowadays, a lot of people nowadays, I'm not calling you a kid, Sam, although you're a goatish at times. Wow, what the hell am I talking about?
I don't know.
People, it may not have that same impact. I guess the closer you read it to that, maybe. You just read it not that long ago. Not that long ago. What was your impact from it?
Well, it's definitely different, I think, from everything that I've known. But I haven't read that many other comics.
She doesn't know many other comics, so that's still...
Yeah.
So I guess it all depends on your comic
the timing of it
and stuff and all that good stuff. Yeah. Now, here's more controversy because now we have a voicemail from Jabba.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, dude. You're claiming nobody sent you GRD News Sounders? I mean,
yes.
Look, I'm looking through here. Let me see. My sent mail folder. Podcast, PODCAST. Make sure I spell right.
I spelled it.
At Geek Radio, RADIO.
Uh-huh.
Daily.com.
Mm-hmm. Spell geek.
I sent you three mother effing files. So don't you claim nobody sent you anything. And I sent that.
Well, stop sending us pictures of your model.
February. I kept thinking, oh, they must be waiting to, talk about them or play them. So, you know what? If you want me to send it again, I'll send. Nobody sent you files. Bullshit.
Bunny.
I don't even know. I didn't get enough send back. I didn't say, message, invalid, whatever.
Just got was really upset by
it. I sent the files. Man, I'm pissed. I don't even know why I'm pissed. Why am I pissed?
The Gary Busey of podcasting, ladies and gentlemen.
So let's go back and say now that Geek Radio News sounder that you heard did come to us courtesy of Jabba.
Wow.
Now, Jabba,
yes.
Let me tell you, I don't care what your sit mail thing says. I check the flipping email every day, and unless the vicar went in and checked it, saved it for some special reason that I don't even want to know about.
And then deleted it?
I did not see these sounders until, oh, I don't know, the same day this voicemail showed up.
Whoops.
So, yes, the second time you sent it, Jabba, it actually worked. I'm guessing maybe you were pissed off enough to be sober at that particular point. And I do thank you.
Damn.
I do thank you for the sounders, because you've heard the one. There's a Jabba sent a couple, actually. So
wonderful.
There'll be some more to choose from.
Wonderful.
But at this point, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Just because you brought all that negativity and thought the worst of me to start with, Jabba, I don't want you to win. So if anyone else... If anyone else can make a GRD news sounder, at this point I can almost guarantee you that you've won. Because so far you haven't yelled at me. You haven't yelled at me and besmirched my dignity. I mean, the man called...
Jabba. You have dignity?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Just making sure.
Hey, just ask your wife.
Oh! You really don't want to ask my wife that.
No, we really don't want to ask your wife that question. So, no, I'm playing
She'd
with
like
Jabba.
To see
Look,
her
seriously, Jabba, I don't know where it went or why, but you know we've had problems with that. Tell you what, folks, just to make it easy, why don't we just go ahead and send this to me? Send it to podcast at Billy Flynn.
No.
Podcast at BillyFlynn.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead, send it there.
And see what happens.
Good luck.
You won't
Jesus
win either.
Christ. Tell you what, just spin the wheel and send it wherever you want. Send it to podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintstress at GeekRadioDaily.com. If you send it to everybody, by Jesus, one of us
will get it.
Or, of course, you could always drop a voicemail, and you could include the sounder in there. I have Edio auditing software. I
really?
Can easily get that out of there and with no problems whatsoever.
What are you, Canadian?
Today, yes. Today, yes. And you can do that by dropping a note to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Wow.
Wow. Do we have another voicemail?
No.
Oh.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
I can't compete with you physically.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Wow, it didn't crack
wow,
her up
giggles
this time.
Today. Wow, she must be on heavy meds.
Yeah, she's too busy laughing at me from screwing up the outs and odds.
Yeah.
It's a bait.
So what you got, sir?
I actually got a piece of mail the other day from Smiley, otherwise known as Mighty Toad. He's smiley over there at the forums over at geekradiodaily.com. See?
Good job.
I had to wait for the other one to finish.
Yeah. He actually sent me this message. He's thanking me or congratulating me on my passing my CSCS. And then said, a couple of weeks ago, I downloaded a calorie exercise tracking application for my iPhone, mainly on the premise of doing something. If anything's worth doing, it's worth doing with geek style.
Okay.
I understand that.
Definitely.
The application tells him that for 15 minutes of swimming, the breaststroke, thank you, it burns approximately 350 calories. Since I can only swim 500 meters in 15 minutes, this doesn't seem remotely accurate. Is there any sort of formula that I can, I can figure this out? Is there any sort of swimming pedometer that I could use?
I would say, first off, don't swim with your phone.
Yeah, surprisingly enough.
Okay.
As
a former retail person,
mm-hmm.
no.
That doesn't work?
Nope.
Never tell someone you put phone in water.
Yeah. Kind of avoids the warranty,
yeah.
Hey?
Completely.
I swam with the phone. It said he was like,
I accidentally dropped this in the toilet. Well, how am I supposed to use this app if I'm not underwater?
Yeah, really.
So, I'm sorry. Yes, continue.
I actually sent him a message back, and I'm not going to say what I sent him, but mostly... When you're dealing with caloric formulas of how many calories you burn for this much exercise,
right.
It all depends on the activity. Walking, running, biking, each and every activity, there's a different formula. I'm not going to spit out all these formulas. You won't understand it. You won't want to understand them for most of them. For most every activity, it determines the speed that you're going,
right.
How long you're doing it for,
right.
And your weight.
Okay.
All three of those are important for most every formula. There's some other parts. Incline is very important. How many watts you're generating is also very important for some formulas as well. But basically, what I'm trying to say is, unless Joel,
sorry.
Unless Smiley weighs over 400 pounds,
right.
He did not burn 350 calories in 15 minutes swimming.
Wow,
it just didn't happen.
It didn't sound right
to
me.
It didn't sound right at all.
But I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
Lord knows I pretended to be.
Yeah, on many things, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure some things you actually are an expert on.
No.
Not an expert on anything?
We can't talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Restraining order.
Restraining order.
Damn.
I hate those. So, so apparently, Smiley, your application that says you burnt 350 calories in 15 minutes swimming is crap.
Technology lied
no. to him.
Well, would you say approximately the average person of 15 minutes of swimming, what would you say? How many calories?
I actually had this written down.
And forgot to bring it.
And, well, the thing is, I try to send the email.
Wait a minute. You're not a math teacher.
You can't be asking
that question.
It was actually about 160 calories.
Okay.
It was I think that's what it was. About 100 to 160 calories. I can't remember exactly what it was. Because I actually didn't have his weight to put into the formula from what I saw. So okay. I couldn't tell you. A lot of the machines that you see as well will actually overestimate how many calories you're burning just to make you want to buy the machine. That's a nice little selling trick they do. They say, well, if I use this machine, two machines that do exactly the same thing, two ellipticals, for example, one will say you've burnt 400 calories, one will say you've burnt 550 calories. You're going to buy the 550 calorie machine.
True.
So
even if you do it the exact same exercise.
Some of them, the formulas are off, depending on the machine.
So if you want the actual correct formulas, you should probably drop by those handy-dandy forums and ask you about them.
Yes.
Over there at geekradiodaily.com. So I did that.
Yeah, good job.
Good job.
Do you have any notes to throw in there on this particular topic?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier how we finally got our Wii fixed.
Yes.
So yep. I've gotten on Wii Fit again.
Woo, baby!
And it's way fun, and I've forgotten how much I just absolutely love to do it. And without going into too much details, you know, too personal here. You know how, like, there's the different levels? Like, I made a gesture.
You did.
Like, as if you could see my gesture. But no,
well,
I mean,
if you
there's
see,
like,
she did this.
There's like ranges. You know, there's like obese, overweight, normal, underweight, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
The BMI
But without
ranges.
Going into too much detail, I went down from one range to another range.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Very happy about that. So, yay.
You went to underweight. Congratulations.
Yeah, right.
So, keep up with it.
Anorexia is really, really working.
Keep up with it. And from the three people sitting at this table, I guarantee you, it's eat better and exercise.
Yeah, generally
eat less,
that's
eat healthier and exercise.
So that and come by for the forums and share the stories. You know,
share
you need
successes.
A pep talk. Yeah. By all means, come on by. We've got those too. It's all at geekradiodaily.com. We're going to be back in just a moment so we can talk all about your con survival guide.
Because
it's that time. It's coming up on GRD's Weekly.
Hello there. My name is
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa called Jatta Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
No. The princess? She's here?
No. Princess, no. What's going on?
The intrepid archgeekologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk for once?
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Are you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler?
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
Come listen to Wapcaplets at wapcaplets.net, a gaming podcast where you're in and out in 5 minutes.
Hi, this is fantasy illustrator Larry Elmore.
And you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Thank you so much, Mr. Elmore. Could you draw us and make us look like all heroic and buff?
No.
People of Earth, we have traveled all the way from space to attend the most astrotastic event in the entire universe.
Oh, you said it, Phil. It's the bi-monthly Springfield Sci-Fi Convention.
That's right. It's Bi-Mon Sci-Fi Con. Come meet all your favorite stars. Mark Hamill. Elf. And many more.
Plus, tag team robot wrestling. It's the mighty robots of Battlestar Galactica versus the gay robots of Star Wars.
Stop! Please save me, R2! Oh, you stupid little tramp! You're so boring! I hate you! Ow!
Remember, it's Bi-Mon Sci-Fi Con! Be there and be square.
GRD's Weekly! Yes, indeed. Welcome
that was a
back.
Good one.
That's exactly what it's like, too.
That's exactly what it's like.
Isn't that the one where Mrs. Caropple got married to the comic book guy at
nope.
a Klingon wedding?
Not at all. That's Mayor to the Mob. That's
okay.
the one with Mark Hamill. That's the one where.
That's the other one with Mark
that's
Hamill.
That's the one
the
where
other one with Mark.
Homer becomes the bodyguard for Mayor Quimby.
Right.
Right, indeed. So, for those of you out there going, why are they talking about The Simpsons? Well, because we had to catch everybody up.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep up.
It's convention season, and you know how I knew this best?
How's that?
This weekend, when it turns out podcasting's Rich Siegfried was at a convention because I flippin' forgot that StellarCon was this past weekend.
Oh.
I remembered. We just couldn't afford to go.
Okay, fine. That's the reason we weren't there is because she didn't remember.
Yeah.
But
she had a sticky note.
It's true. So that's helpful.
Shut up.
So for those of you who are like, well, conventions, that's no big deal. Well, what's the big deal? Well, what can you possibly tell me about conventions? I've been to every convention ever. First off, you're a liar.
Yeah.
Second, you've got to know the ways to do it.
Yeah.
And two, for the people that have never been to cons, how do you
go to a con?
Exactly. What do you expect? How do you survive?
Yeah. If you think you're going to wake up tomorrow and it's the day before Dragon Con, you think you're going down to Atlanta and you're getting a ticket and a hotel room and everything's going to be fine,
well,
think again.
You might get a hotel room.
Maybe.
Somewhere 10-mile radius.
Yeah. You're not going to be walking.
So step one is going to be planning. You have to know where you're going to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how you're going to get there.
Preparation is the key.
And that may seem just damn silly to say.
Yeah,
but there's some people that were literally a couple hours before a group of people are going somewhere, literally will go, what? I have to have a ticket already?
Yes.
What's that about?
Yes.
I was not aware of such a thing.
Yeah. Not the midnight show at the Dark Knight.
No, not that at all.
We're going to bring that up, aren't we?
I'm just saying this is a great example of planning.
Only when applicable.
Great example of planning. For those of you that don't know, for Dragon Con, for instance, let's talk Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. Prices for tickets have already went up once.
Already gone up once.
They're going to go up again.
Yes, they will.
Soon, too.
Relatively soon, yes. Because if you get it at the day of the con, it's like $100.
That's just stupid.
For the 4-day pass.
And you don't want that.
No,
you can
don't.
Do better than that because you know you're going because you've planned.
You plan
your convention, whether it's a great big convention like Dragon Con, whether it's something smaller, more intimate. Like a Raven Con
or Stellar Con, something a good midsize.
You've got to plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you also want to plan like the things that you're going to want to do and try to schedule your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like what panels you want to go see.
Okay.
If you're on a panel.
Oh, yeah. If you're on a panel, you better know what panel you're going to. They better know too.
Now, that's the fun thing in a con. They're going to have their schedule up ahead of time. So you can, before you ever step foot in the town, city, state, whatever, of where you're going, you can plan out what you'd like to do, what you'd like to see. And some of your bigger cons, speaking definitely of Dragon Con here, they have completely different tracks.
Oh, yes, exactly.
If you want podcasting, okay, that's over here. You want
horror
comics?
Fiction?
Horror fiction. You want sci-fi? Do you want TVs? It's all completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to miss. You can't see everything.
No,
there's
hang
just
that
no
up.
Way.
It's
hang
just
that
not
up.
Possible.
You're not going to forget anything.
There's panels. There's more than one panel going on at a time.
In the same track sometimes.
Go figure.
Yeah.
It's insane.
So, first, you need to get your membership. As soon as you know you're going to the con, get your membership.
Jackpot!
Got yours?
Maybe.
Got mine.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Also, get your hotel room ahead of time, because certain cons, Dragon Con, for example.
Uh-huh. Every year, screw up how they give out their rooms.
Yes.
They tell you how they do it, and then that's
they
not how
they
do
it. Yeah.
Right.
All four of the major hotels are already booked up. Congratulations.
And hey, you want to save yourself some time and money? You should find out there's other geeks going. Don't be ashamed to rent some floor space.
Oh, no. Because that's how we did it last year.
Damn right.
And that's how a lot of people do it every year. Because you know how cheap a $150 hotel room is
when you put 12 people in it?
When you have 12 people in it.
It comes out at a pretty good price then.
It comes out like $12 a person.
Now, of course, let's all put some thoughts in our head. Let's all be smart and sensible. The hotel's really probably not going to mind so much if you cram 8 people into a room that's only designed for 4 when you only paid for 2. However.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might want to behave yourself while you're there.
Right.
Yes.
Okay?
Do not throw furniture out of the window trying to hit the pool.
No.
They are going to have things called security to come up and knock on your door.
Not a good idea.
Yeah. And even if you don't let them in, they have keys. They'll get in, and if they see 27 bags in the room, they're going to realize it's more than 2 people there.
No, I bought
a
lot of goods.
You know, pack a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
You bat your eyelashes at them and tell them, I pack a lot of stuff, sir.
So yes. This Klingon outfit's yours and this?
Yes. Do as much stuff ahead of time as possible.
Yes.
Find you the room. Find the floor space if you're renting it. If you've got the room, find people. There are people that'll pay to crash on your floor because everyone wants to cut the cost down because there's lots of stuff out there in the cons you're going to want to pay for. Those celebrity autographs are not cheap. Adam West charged $50.
He was $50. I
he thought was $50. He was $30 if you took a picture of him with your camera.
Yeah, it was like $5 if you said his name.
I know, right? It was insane.
Ridiculous.
Any pre-registration you can do, because you don't want to go there, stand in line, and wait and get up there and have to pay for your tickets and fill out your card.
Yeah.
You can do a bunch of this stuff for most cons ahead of time.
Yeah.
So you can just whiz up there, show up, and be like, already paid.
Yeah, exactly. And for some cons, it might be a good idea to show up at 7:30 in the morning to line up to get your pass, you know. And, you know, it might not be a bad idea to show up the day before and get your pass and or lie and say you have Ticketmaster and get in and bypass the line that other people's waiting 2 hours to get in.
I don't know what anyone's talking about.
Yeah, he's not here.
No. And so the other thing you would need to do is now, because we've been talking about Fit Club and stuff, go ahead and start walking.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I've those are my notes as well.
Because you're going to walk at a con.
Oh, you are still going to walk. And if you're not walking, you're standing.
Yeah. And you're still going to need some endurance for that because, Lord of mercy.
And let that influence the clothes that you wear. Obviously, you want to dress up in a super cool costume and do all this other stuff, but you're going to need somewhat comfortable walking shoes.
You're going to need good equipment. You're going to need good clothes. You are going to be in shape. Because if you're not going to be that guy sitting on the bench going, where'd you walk to? See over there?
I can't get to the Battlestar Galactica panel.
If you want to try, you can't see everything in a con, but if you want to see as much as you possibly can, you've got to prep for it.
You need to know where you're going.
All you neophytes going to Dragon Con this year, let me tell you, you best be prepared to walk a couple damn miles.
Oh, yeah. A day.
To see as much stuff as you want to see at Dragon Con. Otherwise, you're going to be back at your room, well, your floor space that you've rented, staring up at the ceiling, and who wants that?
Yeah. Let's see. What else do I have? Oh, airline tickets. Get them early.
Yes.
And if the airline does drop the price of your ticket, find out if that airline will refund you the difference. Some will, some won't. Okay.
Good to know.
Let's see. Always check the con website.
Yes.
Because they change stuff repeatedly. The person that you thought might be there, Katie Sackhoff.
I'm here to see Katie Sackhoff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Katie Sackhoff decided to do something else. Her nails.
Not
I don't know.
Me.
Things happen.
Not my hot tub. Damn it all. Also, there may be certain things that you can get into if you are on the website and sign up ahead of time. There are certain games, certain conventions will pre-register all of their games. You can sign up for all the games that you want to play ahead of time and not have to stand in the line and buy the special tokens or whatever to get into your favorite game.
May I also say to a degree, you might want to check your fanboy at the door just a little bit. Because as crazy obsessed as you are over whatever your favorite subject is, there's somebody else out there that thinks that they know more about it than you.
Yes. Yes.
And we don't need – there's nothing sadder than being at a con. And seeing the
500-pound guys fight like little girls.
Oh, no, but I'm afraid you're wrong about the total numbers of original episodes. No, there's not, because the cage doesn't count, because there's only one episode when they first made it.
And there's two-parter.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, South Park, Trapper Keeper episode.
Yeah.
Those two guys?
Yeah.
The two
That's actually probably taken from a real event.
Okay, from the actual floor of a con.
Someone has mixed an Amazing Spider-Man in with the Peter Parker the Spectacular Spider-Man series. This will not stand.
No.
No, it will not.
No, it will not.
No, no. And don't overplan your con. Take time out and sit and watch the cosplayers. You know, you don't have to. I knew somebody at Dragon Con last year who micromanaged every flipping minute of their day. They wanted to go to every single panel that they could go to. No, nobody we knew.
No.
Whatever you guys knew.
No.
No, no, no.
Nobody I knew.
Sleep till 3? What? So you don't want to micromanage every single minute of your day.
Well, that's true of like any vacation. You don't want to over...
Yeah.
Just kind of treat it just like you would almost any other travel plans that you're making. Schedule yourself a little bit of downtime.
Plan yourself extra time to take pictures of women in costumes. Okay, people in costumes, women
in costumes.
Let's be quite honest.
Yes.
You're going to allot yourself 15 minutes and you're going to need actually about an hour and a half. I was going to say 3. I really was.
Because it's going to be about 3 hours.
Because you're not going to sleep as much as you think you are.
Oh, no.
Because once you get to a con, there's cool people there. Hell, we're there a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You might see us. We and might you, drag you into some freaking party.
And you might want to hang out with us because we're that damn cool.
We are. Because we got the hookup. We might be able to get you into a Pimp and Ho party.
Yes, exactly.
Just saying. So you don't know who you're going to run into.
Utilikilts all around, man.
Be really cool when you randomly see a celebrity having lunch
or
whatever. Look, this is a gig for them too, okay?
Yeah,
they're just
a job.
Busy and hectic as you are. You want to say something? Cool. Do that. But don't be the slobbering fanboy.
Can you sign this for me while they're trying to
Don't
eat?
Be me when I see Katie Sackhoff. That's what I'm saying.
Did you see the Funny or Die? Have you been to that website at all, funnyordie.com?
No.
Oh.
Well, they've got this one where Malin Ackerman, from the Watchmen movies, her roommate is selling tours to go through their apartment, and you can watch her sleep and all this other stuff. So don't be like that.
Don't be that
like
guy.
Those fanboys.
Don't be that guy.
That's, wow.
Yeah.
Good call. Good call.
There are certain things you want to bring.
Yes.
Okay. You want to bring food and water.
Mm-hmm.
Because con food is flipping expensive and it's full of fat.
And not all con sweets are as hooked or as off the hook as Dragon Con was.
No. You're going to get some of the smaller cons that if you're lucky, you're going to get PB&J.
That would be, if you're PB&J's lucky. At Dragon Con.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, plan ahead, look for which kind of restaurants and things are nearby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you might not be able to get Wi-Fi at the hotel where you're staying for your small con.
Yeah.
For under $15 a day.
Or noodles the big and company con. Every meal. You know, you might want to mix it up some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you might have a friend who
people love that Noodles and Company, man. I was like, it's all right.
It's good. You know, if you know that you like a white linen tablecloth kind of restaurant, plan that ahead of time.
Plan ahead of time, yes.
Because I got news for you. I could give two flipping flying Fs about a linen tablecloth at a flipping restaurant. They don't have one at McDonald's, and I get by fine there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if the con is in a city that, you know, has an interesting culture. Like when we went to Balticon, you know, Shay had heard of some restaurant on, it was Food Network or something like that, this really cool, quirky, like a Baltimore restaurant. And we went there for lunch one day, I think.
Yeah,
it was really, really, really,
really
cool.
Really cool place.
And at RavenCon, there is actually going to be video games live. The orchestra is going to happen on the 25th. It's the Saturday.
Oh, are they? Oh.
Yes, I know. It's going to be at the Landmark Theater. I believe. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Landmark Theater. So in the middle of the convention, you know, hey, it's a geeky convention. You're going to be in town. You might want to take your Saturday evening and go see this. It's geeky as well. You might enjoy it.
And
so.
don't pay for every autograph. Don't buy everything you see at the con suite. You're going to need to make that money last. There's lots of free things to do at cons. There's the gaming rooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If there's something you really, really want to buy, buy it the first day. If there's something you might want to buy, wait.
Yes.
Because the dealers do not want to take this stuff home. They're gonna cut prices. They're gonna slash prices. Everything that was like $1 for $5 is gonna be $3 for $5 by Sunday or Monday, depending on con.
Right, but at the same time, if there's like some super rare thing that you're gonna want to get it because or else it'll be gone.
Oh yeah, exactly.
We've had multiple trips through dealer rooms, even at the small con, so you can kind of scope out, case the joints.
Don't steal from
but,
a con.
You know, just plan.
You do not want the security guy sitting on you because
you got a bunch of fans. Boys dressed as Jedi just waiting to whip somebody's ass.
And the 501st, generally they're law enforcement and they're armed. Those little blasters, they have real guns in them.
And they're heavy too.
The blunt weapons.
Oh, I'll just push them down. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
That's heavy armor.
No, you won't.
We kind of talked about food. You know, you can bring some snacks, some healthy stuff to have in your room. Didn't you have like those little mix-ins
the
of
little
Hawaiian punch,
powders, which are either 0 or 5 calories for each single one of them, and little bottles of water.
I brought the bottles of water last time,
and I walked around at every water fountain. I continued to fill up because those powders, you can fill that bottle up 2-3 times, and it still tastes good because it's really sweet to start with.
Okay,
wow. But you know, you're not buying drinks all the time, and just that little money there for an entire 4-day weekend.
Yeah,
4-day weekend. I did not buy a drink, okay?
Good job.
You think of all the money I saved there.
That's a lot of... Because even water is like $3, $4 a bottle for what we had. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of drinking, a good idea would be to bring some alcohol and pre-party with some friends before you go out. And anybody who's been to college knows that strategy.
Oh, yeah.
And let me tell you now, if you bring an extra bottle of rum, Edward James Olmos might be your new
best
friend. Edward James Olmos might be your new best friend.
Yeah, I will.
Yes, indeed.
And also, don't overdo it. It's a con. I know you're relaxing, and you probably haven't eaten as much as you would normally. You haven't slept as much. Alcohol sneaks up on you really, really quickly. And so does security at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to jump into the pool.
Remember, there's no sleeping in the con suite.
There's no sleeping in the con suite.
The other thing I might want to throw out there to you, if you're new to cons or even if you're not, if your friends have all kind of said this thing and you've never quite understood what they meant, you need to go check out the panel, the Don't Be That Guy at a con. That's pretty much at every con now. Mm-hmm. That will tell you, that's like your con 101, your welcome to con, if you will, that you need. These are the little things, they're going to tell you, don't leer at Katie Sackhoff as much as I do. They're going to tell you that.
Yeah. If you want to do that, do it from a distance with your telephoto lens.
And they're going to give you the layout of some things. You know, is there a con suite at this particular one? What are the hours? Where is it located? Because you've got to get your lay of the land. Get your map, get your lay of the land.
Yeah.
Walk, because planning is the key.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have your, have that little pamphlet. They'll mail it to you. Most cons will actually mail that to you ahead of time so you can pre-plan everything that you want to go to before you even get to the con.
Which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Have you picked all of our stuff out yet?
No, I had some other stuff.
Oh.
I had manage your stuff. Keep track of your stuff while you're there. You know, don't try not to lose your badge. Maybe always put it in like the same place every night or whatever. Your room key, those types of things. I lost my badge at Balticon, and I was lucky. I like went back to the place and somebody had turned it in. But it was like,
wow, that's like how much, $60.
I know. It could have been a big problem.
If you lose your con badge, forget it. You're buying a new one.
Yep.
Most of the time, though, you're buying a new one.
Yep. It's very rare that something as cool as that will happen for you.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I also had Pimp Your Cause. You know, if you've started a new patio book or you're doing a podcast or you're one of our listeners but you're into something that you're doing, bring business cards, bring demo CDs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I tried out
bring
Space
a drop,
Casey.
You know? Yeah. Bring a drop and give it to us because we're hanging out and by God, we like drops. You mm-hmm. know, we're always looking
we'll
for new stuff.
We'll pimp your stuff.
Damn
heck yeah.
Right. You know,
you pimp ours. We'll pimp yours.
Even at some of the small cons. I mean, part of the reason why you're there, you know, to see the costumes and to go to the panels, but it's also people. It's also
exactly.
a chance to connect.
With your friends.
Networking, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah, and talk to all
while
your
the
friends
Vicar's
beforehand.
Doing that really horrible version of the Cabbage Patch, I'm out there like passing business cards out to folks.
And when Vicar's doing that really horrible version of the Cabbage Patch, I've got a camera.
Yeah.
And I'm putting that on the internet.
Speaking of cameras, you know, bring your cameras, your video cameras, your voice recorder. You don't all have to look like Borg Wolfie, but, you know,
wow.
bring
Borg
your
Wolfie.
You might just have Wi-Fi, so you might be able to get on your laptop.
You might.
Know? If you're a geek, you're probably sort of addicted to that stuff anyway, so you mm-hmm. want to make sure that you, you bring all your electronic gadgets.
I had a friend of mine last con who's Twittering everything
now,
that she
was doing.
Now,
oddly enough, that was going to be how I was going to close up my little section. I was just going to ask, when you actually go to a panel, if you could be so kind as to turn your ringer off.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, I don't mind that 27 people, you know, tweet you every 5 minutes, but
you're
when
just
I,
that cool.
When I hear it in a closed room,
yeah.
it starts to drive me a little psychotic.
And the last that thing too, that anyone huh? wants is
you
psychotic.
Don't
want
to be in a small, cramped, overheated room with me when I'm starting to get a little stabby. I'm just saying.
Yeah, make sure it's always. And we didn't even
respect
talk about the 3-2-1 rule.
Others.
We didn't even talk about the 3-2-1
oh,
rule.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, 3 hours of sleep.
Yep.
Two meals.
Yes.
One shower.
That's what
you
need
that at the minimum.
Every
Believe
day.
Me, you stink otherwise. And you really do not want the Febreze ninjas attacking
no,
you.
No, the Febreze ninjas will get you. And we're scattershotting all over the place, but I will shut up after this one. If you've raised your hand and asked 12 questions in one panel, and you've raised your hands and asked 12 questions in one panel, and only about half the times did someone actually acknowledge you,
mm-hmm.
you need to put your damn hand down
because yeah,
there's
be
other
guy.
People there.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
Don't be that
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, even at the small cons, or maybe even more so at the small cons, you'll mm-hmm. see people who, you know, who really, really thought they should have been on the panel.
I had to leave a panel
yeah.
once because someone just would not stop helping the people who were yeah. running the
yeah.
panel. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, right. The people on the panel generally have a moderator and 4 or 5 people who actually know what the heck they're talking about. They don't need your help. You
oh,
can talk to them afterwards.
Remember, under no circumstances are we ever going to another Star Trek panel. Is that what we decided?
Unfortunately, I think we have decided that because, yeah, wow, it yeah. wasn't pretty.
Because
the one
we
I had to
like
get up and walk.
Star Trek, and I would, but I can't say that we like Star Trek as much as the next person because there are some
There's next
serious diehards out there.
Yeah, the next person is a weirdo.
Okay, but a serious diehard that's going to throw out, you know, Nichelle Nichols was going to quit the show, but you know, it was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We all know that.
Yeah, we've right. heard that story before. Thank you.
Yeah,
we're at a con, okay?
Smart. Right, exactly.
We know that. Mm-hmm. That might impress your cubicle workers back at the farm, but the cubicle farm.
Cubicle farm, yeah.
Okay.
Where they grow cubicles.
Anyway, cons. They're coming up. You've got a plan. And if you've got questions about planning, well, I know a place where you can ask those questions.
And what place would that be?
That would be the fine forums over at geekradiodaily.com.
I hear that's a fine forum.
It is. We'll be talking about all the cons we're going to. We'll be right there. And all we need is for you to come on by. And you've got con questions? Ask us. You can ask us here, there, everywhere, coke and a smile. I don't care.
And if you see us at the con, come say hi.
Yeah.
By God, ask to take your picture with us so I can feel like the minor internet celebrity
exactly
I am.
We're minor internet celebrities. Also, anyone who invite us, I had the thought. If you want to invite us to a con,
hey.
We're pimp us. We'll do. We'll go.
By all means,
we'll go.
Just yeah, drop lines to us because we would love to do that. You're looking forward to the con season this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I won't be going to Starfest. It's just you and Tech Geek Guy Wolfie. I messed that up.
Jerry Tech Guy Wolfie.
Whatever. But I cannot wait.
Lacutus and I will be going too.
I cannot wait to see everybody at RavenCon.
Oh,
and
yeah, I'm so
BalticCon and everything else. Indiana Jim and PRS and Susan Z and just everybody in general.
Aww.
I left out like.
tons and scores.
50 cool people.
T and, you know.
And Mer Lafferty and everybody.
If she left you out, you should write us a message telling us about
it. Oh, come on. I'm tired. Anyway, but I love the cons. I just wanted more mail.
Yeah.
And when Billy first started going, you know, when I wasn't as into the geeky stuff as I knew, you know, I was like, really?
I want to go to comic.
I don't know if, you know.
Hey, my first major adventure with my wife, our first time
one that you could talk about on the air.
We left the house for a long period of time. Was actually to Dragon Con.
Nice.
Yeah. I was a cool boyfriend.
Aww.
Then of course later in the alley. No. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna stop right
there. GRD Sweekly, thank you so much for stopping by.
Yeah.
Always great to have you here. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Non-Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works 3.0 United States license.
Yeah, got it.
Woo! Jesus. Thank you so much
you
for
can
that.
Do it.
Ah, yes, con questions, all that fun stuff. Drop us a line. We love mail. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, or Flintster, Saul at geekradiodaily.com, or we accept voicemails at
206-3-FUN-HECK.
That was
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Three is the magic number.
Mm. Check out the forums.
Tell me, how do you feel about 45-year-old virgins who still live with their parents?
Comb the sweet tarts out of your beard and you're on.
Don't try to change me, baby.
Are you sure this is a sci-fi convention? It's full of nerds!
Welcome, futurists, cyberphiles, and the rest of you dateless wonders. And now to push this convention into hyperspace, the man who put the star in Star Wars, a real burr on the Darth Vader saddle, Luke Skywalker himself, Mark Hamill!
Hey, thanks everybody. You know, I'm here today as Luke Skywalker, but I'm also here to talk about Sprint. As you can see, you stand to save up to 17 cents a month over the more dependable providers.
I talk about Star Wars!
You stupid nerds! He's trying to save you money on long distance!
Star Wars, huh? Well, let me ask you this. How many of you have ever dreamed of being in that movie? Well, you're in luck, because we're going to act out a scene, and I'll need a volunteer to play Obi-Wan.
Kenobi?
Mark, pick me! My whole life has been leading to this moment!
Well, like hell it has. If anybody's going to play Obi, it's me.
All right, step away, you foolish amateurs. Just keep back. Keep out of it. The role is mine, with the acting and the groupies and the Luke, save me, with the lightsaber and the vwing, vwing.